In the country of Fretulium is a city called Udina, where sometime lived a fair and noble lady named Madame Dianora, wife of a rich and worthy knight called Signor Gilberto. This beautiful lady was highly affected by a noble baron of those parts, Signor Ansaldo Gradens. His love for this lady was extraordinary, hardly to be contained within any moderate compass. This virtuous lady, being wearied by his frequent temptations, began to bethink herself how she might best be rid of him by imposing some such task upon him as should be impossible for him to effect.
And I love you.
He considered that she made this motion only to bereave him of all his hope. Nevertheless, he would not so give it utterly over. Hereupon, he sent into diverse parts of the world to find out anyone that was able to advise him. In the end, one was brought to him, who by the art of necromancy would undertake to do it after being promised a great sum of money. January entered, in weather extremely cold, and one night, the goodliest garden of flowers and fruits was suddenly sprung up, as never was the like seen before. He sent some of them to Madame Dianora, inviting her to come and see her garden. When the lady beheld the fruits and flowers and heard many other things recounted, began she to repent her rash promise made. So excessive grew her grief and affliction that it could not be so clouded or concealed. In the end, she disclosed the whole history to Gilberto.
I would have thee go to Signor Ansaldo, and if to cause obtain of him the safe keeping of Diana, it shall be an eternal fame to thee.
The break of day, Dianora arose and went to the lodging of Signor Ansaldo. He took her into a goodly chamber where a fair fire was readily prepared, causing her to sit down by him. The magician, having seen the strange liberality which the husband expressed to Signor Ansaldo, and that of Ansaldo to the lady, he would not accept any payment.